iMagic Self. What a wonderful idea. This is the Absolute Philosopher here in Campo, California, University of Healing, University of Philosophy, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher with our topic, My Magic Self. What is my magic self? My magic self is my divine self. My magic self is the self that is the being that lives here on planet Earth, the human being who has divine foundation, the human being with a divine foundation, with the absolute awareness of itself, and saying to itself, this is my magic self. Now, we have the opportunity of living on planet Earth. We have the opportunity of being human beings and expressing ourselves as human beings in all of the wonderful magic that can come out of being a human being. And this is terrific. This is exciting. This is wonderful. But ideas come into our head from time to time that say, hey, wouldn't this be interesting? Wouldn't this be nice? Wouldn't this be fun? Why not do this? Do that? And you see, there's always that wouldn't it and why not? And then the thought comes to our mind, let's go for it. And then we start to go for it. And we start to go for it by saying, hey, if I have a yard in front of my house and the yard is not very pleasant to look at, I go out and clean it up. I go out and trim the bushes and I cut the grass and I pick up all of the trash that has collected there. I rake up the leaves, I take the branches that have fallen off the tree and put them in the trash. I clean up my yard, not only the front yard, but the side yards and the backyard too. I clean up everything, and I make it nice. And I look at it and I say, very good, very good. I like it. Now, am I doing that for the neighbors or for me? Well, if I do it for me, it's a lot of fun. If I do it for the neighbors, it's a tedious chore. Now, how about myself? What is my magic self? Well, my magic self is like a cluttered front yard, cluttered side yards and backyard. The purity, the perfection, the divinity is there. It's the house, so to speak. And the yard is ourself enjoying that house and enjoying that world. Now, is the house perfect? Oh, yes. The house is our divinity, it's our divine self, it's our reality. And what about that yard that's around it? Well, that's us in our perspective of our divinity. Do we look at our divinity through the eyes of a cluttered yard, through the eyes of an unkempt self? Do we look at our bodies and say, what a lovely body I have? What a beautiful eyes, nose, ears, and mouth I have. What a fantastic figure I have. What wonderful feet do I have? What wonderful organs do I have? What a wonderful smile I have. And as we praise our body, what we're doing is we're cleaning up the front, side, and backyards around our house, our divinity. And we proclaim this again and again and again. Now, other people might look at us and say, you say you have a good-looking face? Man, look in the mirror sometime. And we don't listen to anybody else. We don't listen to anybody else. Would one baboon look at another baboon and say, look in the mirror at the silly face you have? No way. Would one divine being look at another divine being and say, look in the mirror and see the silly face you have? No way. You see, as we associate with divine beings who we would like to be, then our magic self begins to unfold and unfold and unfold. And if we look at and associate with people who are not interested in their divine self, who are interested in only living the human path, which is all right, then that's the way we go. But when we want to be our magic self, my magic self, then we begin to look at our divine self. We begin to raise the level of our awareness from that what appears to be to that which is a reality. And just like the little train going over the top of the mountain said, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. And you see, we, coming to the summit of our awareness of my magic self, as we come to the awareness of my magic self, we are opening the door within to reveal that which we really are. And though it may not give the appearances just at the moment, we keep working on it. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And as we persist in this by saying, I have a beautiful face, I have a beautiful body, I have a beautiful life, I have a beautiful world, I am beautiful, I am wonderful, I am fantastic, I am glorious. These things come forth. My magic self begins to reveal that which it is. It didn't do it before because no one was looking. It was there all the time, but it was not revealing itself because we were not looking. We were not paying attention. We were looking somewhere else. We were looking at problems somewhere, and we were looking at unhappy circumstances somewhere. We were looking at life that wasn't really who we are. And lo and behold, the life that wasn't who we really are was what we were expressing and living and being. And how silly that is. How absolutely silly that is. We have the privilege of putting a cause in motion. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Right over the top and say, I did it, I did it, I did it. I am my divine self. I am my magic self. I am that pure, beautiful, fabulous being. Persistence, and my magic self comes through. Caring, my magic self comes through. Loving, my magic self comes through. Being who I am, and my magic self comes through. I'm ready for that today. Oh, am I ready for that today? And do I love it? I love my magic self, because that's my reality. Have a lovely day, and think about this with me, if you will, and enjoy it as a reality right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.